all of you here in the house of God. Hope that you've had a wonderful day in the Lord. And looking forward to the kids coming in and being with us. We had a wonderful time over in the youth zone. Some good fun, clean activity, good fellowship. And the Lord, we're going to be in Romans chapter 5 when the kids get done coming over here. Romans chapter number 5. Don't forget, this Sunday evening will be the strawberry shortcake dessert sale after the evening service. After the evening service. So if you can help bring in something over there, I don't know what's on the sign-up list or what's available to bring, but if you can help bring something, some strawberries, little pound cakes, whipped cream, or not whipped cream, is it? Cool Whip. Not whipped cream, something else. Cool Whip. That'll be a help. We'll take your donations and serve you back a nice bowl of strawberry shortcake at a fair price. Will be. I'm sure it'll be quite the event. Help the junior campers with their camp fee. The teens did great after they finished paying back all of the monies they owed for the purchasing of the meats and all that and the decorations. I think they did really good with their turnout and the fundraiser they went. Now, tonight, they got another type of fundraiser. It is cards. One of your teens bring me the cards, please, while I'm waiting on them. Maybe I can make a sale for y'all real quick. These are KJV cards. They're mixed, so you can send to somebody. Sorted. Comfort, praise and honor, glory, different things here. There are 12 cards in here. They're blank, 5x7, colored. Beautiful, different types of cards, different types of things. And the teenagers are selling for $7 each, is that right? But if somebody wants to buy them right now, sell them for 10 each. You see a teenager after, you get them cheaper. But somebody wants to pay 10, we're willing to take it, get the kids to camp there. And so anybody, see one of the teens after, so that y'all can get those, help them out with their camp fee. I think they're coming in now. So Brother Ray, you can go ahead and start playing. No, they ain't coming in, Brother Jason? They are? Go ahead, Brother Ray.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5. I was reading through here today and something caught my eye. Just thought I'd share it with you just a little bit. Have you ever, I hope you haven't, because if you had, just, boy, that'd be awful, but. You go there, you don't want just one plate. You choose the buffet because you think you're going to go back and you're going to get more. I was thinking about this, and maybe I'm wrong, but the last couple times I've been to Cracker Barrel, they've been pretty stingy on those cornbreads and biscuits. I used to bring them out. I mean, as soon as you get there, it'd be pretty regular. But if it's, you know, two or three of you, they bring out about four, five of each. And man, now it's like they're just one. You know, I want more. You know, more. I don't know about you, but if I choose a buffet, it's because I think I want more. Not that I need more. There's a difference. But I think I want more. So I choose a buffet so I can go, like when I go, I really like going down to the catfish place down in St. Cloud and get me all-you-can-eat catfish. But you have to keep reminding them, hey, I ordered all-you-can-eat because I want that. Because they don't want you to keep on getting. They'll bring, you know, two or three. Same thing at Sonny's. You go up to Sonny's, get all-you-can-eat ribs. You got to keep reminding the lady, ma'am, I want more. Can you put another order? I want more. You know, and I think that's just natural in life. We want more. I don't know about you. I want more out of life, to be honest. Some of you probably have said this. I know I've said this, and I'm guilty of this. I want more for my children than I ever had. Generally speaking, though, it's in the carnal realm of things, right? It's in the temporal things, you know, things that are going to just be here for a little bit and gone. Well, I was reading through this, and when you say you want more, more means I want a larger or greater amount. You know, I want larger than that. I'd like more, please. You know, years ago, people would sit around the kitchen table and it'd be serving, and you'd serve a little bit of mashed potatoes and say, oh, I'd like more, please. I want a greater amount. Why don't you listen to this? There is five times in this chapter where something just stuck out to me. We begin in verse number 9. This is what it says in verse number 9. We're going to skip through these different verses, read through them, and then I'm going to just talk just for a minute, get the kids back on the bus so they can get back home, get them a good night's sleep. They can clean up their room before they go to bed, wake up in the morning and brush their teeth, get dressed, and be kind at school tomorrow. I don't want them grouchy at school. I don't want you grouchy at work. Have a good testimony at work. So I'm going to read through these and just talk about them just for a minute. Verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Verse 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Verse 15. But now, as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many. Verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Now, you and I, we want more. It's just natural. It's what we want. We want more. We want more out of life. We want more out of our job. More out of our workouts. More out of our hobbies. We want, listen, we want more out of church. I'll just be honest with you. I don't think nobody comes to church on a Wednesday night just to sit there and say, well, you know, maybe we'll sing a song or something, but we want more. We don't come here just to fellowship. We don't break out of the middle of our week, and to show up here at the church on the middle of our week just to have a joke told. I believe, honestly, you came here wanting more from God than you had yesterday. Because if not, you'd have stayed home. It's just that simple. Same thing on Sunday nights. You come back on Sunday nights because you want more out of your relationship with God. Well, God wants much more. Much more. Now, what does he want much more of? Well, in verse number 9 and 10, if you read that again, verse number 9 and 10, the Bible says there, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. I think God wants much more of sanctification. I do honestly believe we want more of sanctified life. I do believe we want to be a vessel that will be honored, that will be pleasing to God, that will show a testimony that is honoring to God. I don't think that there's somebody that just wakes up in the morning and says, I'm just going to trample on the blood of Christ. Although it's a real option. Down the road, you know, midday, something happens. We get along by ourselves. We get along with the wrong friends. And we spend time at the wrong places. We feed the flesh. We don't feed the Spirit of God, which lives and dwells in us. We don't spend time in the Word of God. And we're weak. We have a weak flesh. And before we know it, man, I'll tell you, the day can go sour. It really can. But I don't think we wake up wanting that. I think we really wake up, we get up in the morning, rub the boogers out the corner of our eyes, and say, Lord, thank you for a good day. I want a relationship with you. I want more. Well, God wants much more. That's what he's saying. He wants much more than we could ever imagine. He wants more for our life, dear friend. And he wants us set apart and sanctified and fit for his use. How do you know he wants much more? Think about the gift of redemption. He could have chose Enoch. You know what he could have said, Abraham? It's recorded in Scripture that you're a friend of God. But I got this sin problem, buddy. You know, just like that day I made you take your son up on that mountain and just to test you. Abraham, you're going back down. They're going to know who you are. And Abraham, you're going to die to pay the sin debt for me. He didn't, did he? He could have chosen an angel. He could have, listen, he could have chosen Enoch. Enoch was one day and was not that evening. Pretty good righteous life, he asked me. Pretty sanctified. That you're so set apart with God that God says, hey, come on up here, Enoch. I need you up here close by me. But he sent the greatest gift of all. Much more than you and I would ever be willing to give. I'm just be honest. Brother Bill has mentioned this several times in Sunday school class, and I've thought about it. About being willing to do what God did. I'm certain. One day there's old Brother Randy, and he's guilty, and got to have somebody go to jail for him. He comes to me and says, listen, preacher, you got 8 kids. I've got a wife. I got children. I need to work. I've got a job. I know I messed up. I deserve what I get, but you got 8. Can't you give up one of them so I can just stay out of jail a little bit? Brother Adam would say, hey, here's a quarter. Call Brother Paul. Maybe he can help you. I can't. But Jesus did, didn't he? You know why I know God wants more out of sanctification, much more out of our life? Because of the gift he paid to ransom us off that old sin block. He didn't use second best. He used the very best. God himself, manifest in the flesh, paid our sin debt. So he's much more. He says, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. He wants much more out of our life. He wants it more sanctified than we could ever think about it was. The second one I saw in verse 17. Verse 17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I believe, dear friend, that God desires much more for us in the spiritual realm than we could ever imagine. You know, our most fought and hard-fought battles are spiritual battles. Those spiritual battles that are won in the secrets of our walk with God and the relationship with God. And I believe God desires for us to have much more of a spiritual dominion. The Spirit's subject to the prophets. I believe that God says in Proverbs, in midst of this, if man doesn't control his spirit, he's like a broken down wall, a city without any strength. And you know as well as I do, it's the reason we fall off into these fleshly battles is because we lose in the spiritual battles. It's because the spirit is weakened. And God desires that we have a much more spiritual dominion. And the only way to do that is to walk by the power of the Spirit. We don't quench the Spirit. We live by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, which lives within us. And he wants us to have much more of a spiritual dominion over ourselves, that we are willing to and to accept the discernment that the Holy Spirit of God says, hey, this is not right, this is right, this is wrong. And he sharpens our mind and our lives so that we can make better spiritual decisions. And when we make better spiritual decisions, dear friend, we actually live a better life. We're more connected with God. Every decision that I make, dear friend, in the flesh usually comes back to get me really good, bites me really good. And I usually have to back up and make amends with somebody, because when you get crossways with God, dear friend, you get ornery. It's just that simple. If I wake up on the wrong side of the bed and don't get right with God, don't spend a little time with God, and don't recognize that I'm not right with God, before long I'm snapping at one of the youngins. I'm snapping at my wife. I'm talking vile to somebody on the phone. My conversation is off, and my mindset's not right. And you know, I got to back up. Say, hey, I've got to rein in and ask God to create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Like it says in Psalms 51. And if we do that, dear friend, I'm telling you, it's much more. God wants much more than you and I want. Because we are bringing a testimony for him, whether it's a good or bad.
Amen.
You don't have an option. It's whether good or bad. It's just the same way when you go to, to do business somewhere. That person that you're speaking with, whether at the lowest level, mid-level of management, or upper level of management, they represent that company. And how they interact with you makes an opinion. You derive something of an opinion about that company. Well, when you interact with people, and that's what we're supposed to do, we all do. I don't know about you, but I see people every day. In everything I do, I'm dealing with people. Not just here at church. And how I interact with them brings an opinion about me and who I represent. And boy, oh boy, when they find out that you are a church-going person, or you call yourself a Christian, the spectacles of illumination in their eyes And the microscope and the magnification of, I'm going to find something wrong. It's there. So we got to have, hey, listen, God wants to have us to have much more in sanctification, much more in spiritual dominion, because this spiritual battle is important. Everything that's happening, it's going towards a spiritual battle. You know, movies we see, songs that we listen to, places we go, they have spiritual impact. And we've got to have much more spiritual dominion. Now, how does all that work out, Pastor? Boy, this next one is a good one. Look at verse 15 and then verse 20. Verse 15 says, But now is the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered, that offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Well, you and I desire just a more of God's grace in our life. And I don't know about you, I need more of God's grace. I do. I need it. Well, God says, I don't want you to have more. I want you to have much more. And we need much more of God's grace if we're going to do anything worthwhile for God in this life which we live in. Because I'll just be honest with you, dear friend, things can go south really fast in our life if we're not careful. And when we find ourselves at the bottom of the hill, the only one that might be there for you when you're at the bottom is Jesus with a hand. Say, come on back up, son. You know as well as I do, dear friend, we've seen Christians fall in our lifetime, and we avoid them like a plague many times, don't we? We recoil. It's only by the grace of God, dear friend, it wasn't the rock slipped out from underneath our feet. And we're at the bottom. But much more, where grace abounded, we can all agree, man, sin is on the rampage. Grace did much more abound. You know how we get much more of this sanctification, much more of this spiritual dominion, much more control over the spiritual side of things? By the grace of God. The empowering grace of God. God's riches at Christ's expense. That's grace. Much more did the grace of God abound. Now listen, if you have fallen and you have slipped and backslidden and trampled on the blood of Christ, using the grace of God as an excuse is not comely. It's not something that, well, I thank God for His grace. Maybe I won't do it again. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. That's the grace of God. The grace of God is that when we're presented with temptation, the grace taps us on the shoulder and the grace reaches and pulls and the grace pulls back. The grace desires of God to get us away from that. And if we choose to step on in it, the grace of God will be at the end, but the consequences of our choices will still be in effect. That's it. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. God says, sin abounds, but my grace did much more abound. When I read verses like that, I say, no wonder salvation is so good. Because I wasn't the same. Matter of fact, you read back on up, you go back on up there to verse 8. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were yet sinners. That's grace different. That's why he wants much more of sanctification, much more spiritual dominion, because he went much more and beyond what we could ever, ever consider to do ourselves. And he loves us. An amazing thing, Brother Johnson, when God looks down through the eyes of Jesus at us, he sees his child. The devil says, that's an old wicked person there. He says, what wickedness are you talking about? I see my son through him. Much more about him. I don't know, Romans chapter 5, I was reading through that day, I said, wow, look at that. I was thinking about more. Actually, what got me thinking about it today, when I went to visit with Brother Bob and Sister Jerry this morning, she's doing okay with her knee surgery. He was talking about some deer leasing land he had up in Georgia, and he was saying, I need some more. Over here, where we've hunted this 54 acres and 86 acres pretty hard, I need more hunting land. I say, any deer hunter alive always wants more hunting land, always. So that was on my mind. I got to reading this evening about that, and I said, much more. It's kind of like when the cup runneth over. That's how God wants to do it. Father, we love you. Thank you for this evening. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace.